This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Coloradans have experienced very different summers depending on which part of the state they live in. New data from the state climate office shows stark divisions. Most of the people in southwestern Colorado had a July that was one of the 10 warmest of all time. For folks on the eastern plains, temperatures were near or below average. The story is similar for rainfall. Parts of the San Luis Valley had the driest July in 129 years, but the Front Range and southeastern corner of the state had an unusually wet month. About 100 people gathered at Fletcher Plaza in Aurora over the weekend to demand greater protections for renters. The protest involved several community groups, including the East Colfax Community Collective, or EC3. Many participants say they have mold and no hot water where they live. Protesters want Aurora City Council members to meet with them and discuss solutions. Clementine Gasimba is a member of EC3's Grassroots Leadership Council.
I demand the city of Aurora to stand with the community and protect them. We need stronger renter rights.
The groups also called on candidates in Aurora's upcoming city council elections to meet with them. The latest numbers from the anonymous school reporting system Safe to Tell show the 2022-23 school year saw the highest report volume history at over 22,000 reports. The program received 10% fewer reports last month compared to June, typical volume during summer break. The top reporting categories were suicide threats, child abuse, and welfare checks. You're listening to CPR News. Stay here for more.